When Olivia Krebs thinks about going back to school during the pandemic, she doesn't have a lot of confidence.
Yeah, mostly I don't trust other students.
Normally, Olivia would be starting her senior year at Co-Brown Northwood Academy in Northwood. But her older sister has multiple sclerosis, and she's worried about returning to campus.
I feel like it would be very hard to enforce rules when it comes to wearing masks and sanitizing.
But Olivia didn't have a good experience with remote learning last year, and she didn't want to do it again. So while Co-Brown reopens, Olivia is opting for the state's online charter school. She's done her research, and she thinks the program will feature a curriculum that is specifically designed to be online. But there are trade-offs.
I want to do what I can to keep my sister safe, but I am also, you know, a teenager, and I want to be able to see people. So I have to balance my emotion with logic.
Olivia's older sister, Emily, is living at home after her own senior year of college was cut short last March. And she's watching her little sister make some big sacrifices.
I feel terrible for making my sister have to make these sorts of decisions and take this kind of responsibility. She has to take my safety into consideration. That's a lot of responsibility to put on kids.
In Manchester, Julia Plyta is also starting her senior year. She spent the summer hoping her high school would be in person this fall.
Well, I have a few issues with remote learning. Mainly it's because it's a lot more difficult. I don't have remorse for teachers no more. I could go on days not doing my work. And even if they email me a ton of times, I don't do it, and I plan to do it tomorrow, but I still don't do it.
But a few weeks ago, Manchester schools announced the high schools will be completely remote until at least October. Julia's mother, Rana, is relieved. Her mother is 73 and lives with them, and they're all worried about exposing her to the virus.
As a parent, I want to make sure my kids' safety comes first. And I know the fact that knowing they are in school, if the school started not doing the remote learning, I know the fact that it is possible for them to catch the virus and for them to bring it home to give it to their grandma.
Rana knows it's hard on Julia to not see her friends, and she knows her daughter is worried about falling behind with remote learning. And so they talk about it.
Are you worried that I won't be as good as I was when I'm in class?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, yes. But, you know, I know it's hard for you, the time management, the distraction at home, and everything that's going on. But we're gonna have to do our part to reduce the pandemic now.
If Manchester schools do open up to in-person learning again, Rana says she won't force Julia to stay home. But conversations are a little different in other parts of the state, where there are fewer cases. Steve Solomon is letting his daughter, Christina, decide whether to go back to Kennett High School in North Conway for her senior year.
Yeah, we actually kind of gave her the option. We're in northern New Hampshire. Our numbers are super low. The risk is also, you know, relatively low compared to other parts of the country. Can't say there's no risk, but, you know, it's her senior year of high school, and we wanted to give her the option.
And Christina chose, returning to school. She misses her friends and didn't want to meet her new teachers on a computer. She's excited for one more year with her high school track team.
I'm hoping that we can have a normal track season and stuff like that, so I can have a semi-normal senior year anyway.
Semi-normal is a goal, not a guarantee. If there's a sudden spike in cases, Christina and her dad agree that she'll have to return to remote learning. Ava Sasani, NHPR News.